What's poppin', son?
Odin Redenbacher. Yo, yo, yo. Welcome to the Time Out Show, episode 7. It's your boy, the Black David Hasselhoff, a.k.a. Ooh, hold on, let's
A.K.A. wait on it, wait on it.
A.K.A. two watches at a time so you know what time it is. A.K.A. don't watch me, watch TV. A.K.A. deflators gon' deflate. A.K.A. don't watch me, watch Tom Brady and the balls, pause. A.K.A. respect your jaw. And we back in this, yeah.
This dude's a clown, man. We'll get to that later on. But it's your boy Marv, aka Marv underscore LS. That's what you can find me in the digital world. AKA where the birds at. I ain't talking about bricks, I'm talking about your chick hat. We out here, baby.
Yo, this has been.
Yo, this week felt like forever though, to be real, since we recorded last Tuesday.
Yeah, it did.
It felt like a lot's been going. It felt like nothing's been going on, but it just felt like it's been a while. I guess that's what happens with repetitive media on TV.
Respectable repetitive media.
Yo, nah, you can't respect that, son.
We got
you
a lot of plea copping.
Who?
A lot of plea copping coming from a certain organization.
Ain't nobody copping pleas, man.
Ooh wee.
My man's Bill Belichick told them they better apologize.
How many press conferences we gonna need, dog, for somebody innocent?
Nah, but the second one he did was real, though. The first one, I thought he was throwing Tom Brady under the bus. I was like, oh, man, it's going down. But the second one, he was just like, yo. He just went out there, laid it on the line, like, yo, don't ask me shit. I don't know nothing. We did. You ain't see yesterday they came out with a headline talking about ball boy or, what'd it say, team employee goes into the bathroom with the footballs. Yo, they said he was in the bathroom for about 90 seconds.
Who said this?
It just came up on my Bleacher Report yesterday and all the headlines. Like, yo, he can't deflate 12 out of 20. He went in there with all 24 footballs, right? They said they said there's tape, but they said the Patriots is the one that handed the tape over to the NFL. Like, I don't know, man. I can honestly say, like, being around a sports organization and working in a sports organization, there's times where you just got to stop in the bathroom. You know what I'm saying? Like, it does. I don't know. That's just crazy.
With the footballs?
I mean, if you're moving around with equipment, you got to pee. You got to pee before you head out to the field. You know what I'm saying?
I think Tom Brady sent them in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what everybody wants the world to think. But it's all good, man. I don't know, man. It's just they went too hard with it, bro. Like, you have people from the Colts, like Dwayne Allen and Torrey Smith, saying it don't make a difference. But then you have all the media going crazy about it. And then certain people, like, who was it? Jerry Rice talking about, oh, that's they be cheating. Ray Lewis. That's why Bill Simmons called out. Yo, Bill Simmons going to get fired from ESPN soon, dog.
What do you do?
Posted a picture of Ray Lewis with the deer antlers.
Ooh.
Oh, Ray Lewis wants to call out the Patriots for cheating.
Oh, Ray Lewis, he gonna get that work from Ray.
Yo, but the thing is, Bill Simmons don't care, bro. Yeah. And he has that sports podcast. He got radio shows, but who did he go at last time that works for ESPN? I forgot who he went at, but he's been brave, yo.
He's even brave.
Yeah, Bill Simmons, he's a real ass dude for all that. But yo, before we start the show, you know what I'm saying? I just wanna end Deflategate, man. Let's get on to the Super Bowl, man. This is like one of the greatest. It could be potentially one of the greatest Super Bowls of all time. But before we get started with the show, man, I just wanna share my week. Last week on Friday, we had media day for Orlando City Soccer Club. It was the first day of practice and everything. So I just want to share my dope experiences with, because, you know, since I started there in like August, late August, early September. I've done a lot of dope. I've been able to be a part of a lot of dope things working with the club, and a lot more amazing times to come up, to come hopefully with the season starting in March and everything. But yeah, we did our first closed practice on Friday. It was open to media only. So just like helping set up and organize that, and actually helping set up and organize the media day with all the press conferences with our CEO and our owner slash president and the star of the team, Kaká, which is one of the biggest soccer players in the world. And Kaká. just all of that, man, it was just a dope experience. So, you know what I mean? It's dope to be able to do something that I actually enjoy and I love. Like that day, I think I was at the job for about 15 hours.
Dang.
Friday. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, just in general, like doing everything. Like I came home, I was tired, but it wasn't nothing that I was just like, I woke up the next morning ready to go again. It wasn't nothing that I was just like, bro, I remember doing 5 hours at a job before and hating life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's just a dope experience that I wanted to share with all the listeners. Follow Orlando City Soccer Club, man. It's the hottest thing on the planet right now. You know what I mean?
Did you talk to Kaká?
I said, what's up? You know what I mean? Shook his hand, everything. Like, keep it professional. We have to keep professional with all players. I have a little bit. It was the first time I actually met him, though. Like, I have a closer relationship with some of the other players that I've seen over the past few months. And, you know, I'm able to build a relationship with, a working relationship, professional relationship, of course. Yeah, but Kaká's a real humble guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, real respectful to everyone. Where we were doing the press conference, it was at, basically we had a conference room set up. And so around the, you know, at the area where we had it, there were certain employees walking around, and they were asking him to take pictures and everything, and he was completely fine with it. We had a separate room for him where he could just duck off until the coach was done speaking, so he could go up and do his interview. But he just wanted to stay out there and take pictures with the fans and everything. So, you know, it was a real dope experience. And it's, to see someone that big on a global scale and still remain humble is a good thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Is he, Beckham's bigger, right?
Yeah. At that time when Beckham came to the MLS, it was like really huge. I think globally Beckham was pretty big. I think right now, as far as like digital media, I got to check on it, because I haven't done the presentation recently, but I think Kaká is like the number two in the world as far as athletes with Twitter followers, if I'm not mistaken. But I know he's up there, like top three for sure, and Facebook as well.
So is it like Beckham, Kaká, and Messi, like the top three?
Well, Beckham's obviously, he's retired, he's just lounging, but as far as active players right now, I would say Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo are the top two.
Uh-huh.
Kaká is up there as far... He's a little older. You know what I mean? He's in his early 30s. But he, a lot of the accolades that they've received, like, he's been named the best player in the world before. He's won a World Cup. You know what I mean? So he's played for huge international teams. So... You know what I mean? He's received a lot of the accolades. But as far as right now, Kaká probably has a bigger name just because he's been around longer, a lot longer. Uh-huh. And he's had time to build that reputation. But as far as, I guess you could say, relevancy and having a hotter name, Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo. I think Cristiano Ronaldo might be he might not be the most liked. Because a lot of people don't like him because they say he's mad cocky and all that. Yeah. But he is popular, like, as far as everybody knows who he is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, it just depends. But the MLS is growing, man. There's a lot more players coming to the U.S. to play. So, it's... And a lot of players are acknowledging it from... I play over in England and all that. They're acknowledging that the MLS will be one of the biggest leagues in the world one day, which 10 years ago, no one would have ever said that. You know what I mean?
Man, I wish I could remember this one soccer player. I cannot remember him. All I remember is he looks like that Formula One driver, the mixed dude. What's his name? The light skinned dude.
I mean,
you don't know Formula One driver?
I was gonna say all. I think all race car drivers in some form of fashion are pretty much light skinned for the most part.
No, man. I mean, he's actually like he's a black dude.
Oh, nah.
He's like the only one. Oh, Hamilton.
Oh, okay.
Man, like Jay-Z and everybody kick it with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looked like Hamilton. I can't remember. I was in when I was in the military, when Operation Iraqi Freedom broke out, we had to go to this island. We had to go to Cyprus and set up camp.
Okay.
And there was their bars over there. It was just nothing but soccer.
Yeah, and of course.
We used to go to their bars, man, and I'm talking about you know how soccer fans are, crazy chanting and stuff.
Yeah.
There is this black dude, man. He was so cold. Like, even I was a fan while I was there. And I had, like, wrote his name down before I get back to the States. But I don't know where all that stuff is. But I wish I could remember who that dude
was. Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot. There's too many to even start guessing. You feel me?
Yeah, he was
but
a beast.
But it's, yo, people don't understand, though. Like, and, like, surprisingly enough, when you go to an Orlando City game, most people assume that it's, like, you know, South American fans or, you know, European. But we have a pretty huge American fan base. You know what I mean? And they just, I think they fall in love with it just because of the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's just like when people go to football games and it's crazy. Like, soccer games are way more intense.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the atmosphere is just insane. And I think that's what people in America are starting to fall in love with more and more. Like, for our opening game, March 8th, man, we're opening up the whole Citrus Bowl. So, we're anticipating 65,000 people.
Dang.
Yep. Hashtag fill the bowl is what we, you know what I mean? What we doing with. And that opening week, we're doing, like, concerts. We're doing bar crawls. We're doing a movie night at the amphitheater at Lake Eola. We're doing mad stuff, you know what I mean? Opening week, just, like, it's going to be insane. I'm going to tell you that. Like, we're putting on for Orlando, so that's going to be dope.
Crazy.
Yeah, but we got to get to it, man. Super Bowl coming up on Sunday, bro.
Ooh-hoo-hoo.
Yo, I couldn't wait. This past Sunday, I probably woke up at like 6 in the morning and didn't know what to do with myself.
You stupid.
And it just made me realize that the season is almost over. So Sunday night, I was like, man, the Super Bowl is next week. I need something to do. I was running around like a crackhead. So I put on the Pro Bowl. Watched about, I say, a little bit into the first quarter, up until halftime. Said I would come back and finish watching it when the third quarter started. Never came back and finished watching it.
It was actually good.
Nah, it was pretty decent, but it's just, man, the Pro Bowl. I don't know, bro. I don't know what they could do. They try to switch up so many things, but
I think it needs to go back to AFC versus NFC.
Yeah, and I was going to say that, too, because then you had, like, Jordy Nelson scored a touchdown, and him and Clay Matthews are celebrating together, but they play on the opposite team.
Yeah.
Like, they play on the opposite Pro Bowl team. So, I'm like, they need to have it. I think the players would compete more if it was AFC versus NFC.
What made me keep watching was Michael Irvin, dog. He was for real about winning this money.
And dog, didn't he blitz on the first play of the game?
Yeah. Yo, he was for real. Like, every time they talked to him, they didn't even talk to Chris Carter. They just kept it on Michael Irvin because he was like, look, it's either $27,000 difference is big to me.
Yeah.
He was screaming, jumping on players. He was for real. That's why I started rooting for him.
Yeah. Nah, I mean, it seemed pretty decent for the most part, but I really prefer the AFC versus NFC. I don't know, man. Didn't they try before to have it after the Super Bowl and it didn't work?
Yeah.
Because I was thinking, I was like, yo, maybe if it was after the Super Bowl and everybody would play and not scared to compete. But I'm like, people are probably not interested in watching football after the Super Bowl. So I was trying to think, too, and I'm like, yo, they're probably going through hell to trying to figure out how to make this thing better.
Like, I don't know. I really don't know what they can do because, I mean, it's so the game is so violent.
Yeah.
You really can't go out there and try to go 100.
Yeah.
And then there's nothing. I mean, you win some money, but it doesn't.
Because J.J. Watt was out there doing his thing, but he can't be like J.J. Watt, regular season J.J. Watt.
Yeah, because, you know, like baseball, like you get home
home run derby and all that. Oh, you're talking about like a home field.
Yeah, you get home field. Football is after the season. You can't do it in the middle of the season. You'll hurt somebody. Yeah, I don't know what they could do, man. I don't know.
They should do something where it would like play into the next season. Like if the AFC wins, maybe they get something to start the next season, like an advantage or something. You know what I'm saying? Or if the NFC wins, maybe they get something, an advantage to start the next season.
Yeah, it's tough.
Maybe, man. Like if the AFC wins, they'll get the opening game of the season. You know what I'm saying? Like they'll pick two AFC teams, or they'll pick two AFC teams to actually do the opening. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the season start? They don't do Thursday night to start the season, but whatever. Like the prime time, the first prime time games of the season will belong to that conference or something like that.
What about the team who wins? And like, let's say there's one team at the end that's right on the outside of the playoffs. You get a buy-in game pass or something.
Nah, fuck that shit. You couldn't make it, man. The Pro Bowl ain't saving you.
Come on, man. You get a buy-in.
Yo, so what's your predictions for the Super Bowl, bro?
Really, with Seattle, I don't know, man. Because last year, I thought for sure Denver had this in the bag. And Seattle came out like world beaters, like you never seen.
Yeah. Nah, so, the way Seattle came out last year, it's just, I don't know, man. Peyton can't perform under big games. But he had the players, which is what I don't understand. But he
saying. Like, that defense kind of looked how vicious. He did
against Indiana, though, like. And in the last couple games of the season, it just seems like when Peyton gets knocked down, he doesn't know how to get back up in the same game.
Yeah, but nobody was getting up with that defense.
Yeah,
man.
The way they were playing.
And they only lost what, one player from that defense last year?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, it was nobody major though. Like their secondary is still beast.
So I don't like. That's why I'm confused. Like if I'm just going by looking at what I've seen the last few weeks. I got to say Patriots.
Yeah.
But is that, I don't know. Yeah.
Like, for me, it's, obviously, I'm going to go with the Patriots. And I do feel like the Patriots is a better team, obviously. But, I mean, nobody's going to believe my honest opinion anyways, because obviously it would be biased for the most part. But I do feel like the Patriots are a better team. And I do feel like those are the top two defenses. But Seattle's defense edges the Patriots a little bit. But I feel like Patriots' offense edges Seattle's.
Because Russell Wilson, they gonna it's gonna hurt a lot without the receiving core they had.
Yeah, because I think pretty much we can, you know what I mean, not necessarily contain, but we can risk rushing that linebacker a lot more often. You know what I'm saying? Whether it be Collins or Hightower, because you can't really do that against a team like the Patriots when you're going to have Gronk, you know what I'm saying, going up there and getting. But they don't really have that. I don't think they have that. They have more of Russell Wilson scrambling and Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah. But, like, just going off pure heart who I want to win, I got to go with Seattle because they bring that entertainment value to you. And now I'm an entertainment guy.
Yeah. I want the Patriots to win. Especially after all this that's been going on. And I just think it just has to happen because Brady has to recover from the last two Super Bowls that he lost and just beat the best defense of all time. Well, arguably one of the best defenses of all time. I think it's a good way for him to bounce back from the last two Super Bowl losses and end up 4-6.
And what if y'all are cursed?
By who? In Arizona?
No, from, you know.
Nah.
All the Patriot inquiries over the years?
Nah, I don't think, I don't see that, though. It's just, it's just crazy. Like, people just don't understand. I think people read headlines and just, that's it, and get, you had so many Yankees fans talking about Patriots are cheaters.
With Yankees fans?
Yeah, and I'm like, how many of your players been convicted of steroids? Like, A-Rod just got sent down to the D-League because they don't want to pay him his contract. And then you have not even only Yankees players. You'll have, like, Well, I know a couple of like authentic Seahawks players, and they just been reasonable. They haven't been like acting crazy, but that's because all the Adderall stuff. But it's just crazy, man. Like,
but now y'all know how I feel now, man. Cowboys fan.
Even nah, chill.
Yes.
Y'all you're talking about as far as the media beating up on you.
As far as everybody, like, dog, we haven't been relevant for 15 years, but we number one in the sports talk.
But yo, it's like Spygate, right? Like Bill Belichick said at the thing. He's like, yo, 80,000 people can see the play calling. It's just where we were recording from. He's like, you're at the game, you can see the play calling. But people, if you ask the average person that yells, oh, you guys are cheating Spygate, you ask them why it was cheating, they'll say, oh, you was recording when you wasn't supposed to. Or they won't know. They just read the headlines and go based off the headlines. But it is what it is. Yo, I think it's going to be either a really close game or Patriots are going to win by 2 touchdowns.
2 touchdowns?
Yeah. Yo, that defense is beatable, man. It's just, they're going to go with the obvious. Yo, Cam Chancellor is going to be focused on Gronk. And that's obvious. You know what I'm saying? We just need niggas like Amendola to step up again. You know what I mean? But it's Blount can run. It's not like he's a scrub. You know what I mean? He's a good runner. He held it down. You know what I mean? And I just think we have their defense is not a whole bunch better than ours. I don't think Seattle's defense is a whole bunch better than the Patriots. But I think the Patriots' offense is better. Just because they have the ability to pass. They of course, they got a better runner. But we have better passing. But we'll see, man. I think it's going to be, like, one of the best Super Bowls we've seen in a while.
Did y'all, like, rent out an entire room to watch the game? Or?
Nah, I'm watching the game in that same place I watched every single Patriots game this season.
Is your cousin coming down to watch?
Huh? Nah. Everybody's going to be... same people, same place.
This dude...
That's it.
I'm coming to knock on the window, boy.
Yeah.
Boy.
Mm-hmm. Don't let Tommy Gunn catch you out there. Let that thing spray. No.
I'm pulling up with a super-sized bag of Skittles, boy.
Yeah. Should get violent around Super Bowl time.
Oh, man. Yeah.
But, yo, moving on. Shout out to Klay Thompson.
Yo.
37 one quarter.
Yo, did you watch it?
Nah, I watched it. I watched the whole thing on replay, though. I didn't watch it live, but I ended up watching it back because I had to, man. That was, like, one of the most classic performances. Yo, when I watched it, though, I couldn't imagine watching it live. But watching it, like, the whole highlights.
Yeah.
Every basket, the crowd got louder. And louder, and they tried to play harder and harder defense. And this dude just kept dropping baskets.
Duh. The thing that got me the most, even more than the 37 points, was when he started.
Yeah.
Like, I rewatched that quarter, and I'm like,
yeah, it wasn't
okay.
At the beginning of the third quarter.
Yeah, I'm like, did they get this right? Because this dude is not doing nothing. It was like 7 minutes.
Yeah, it was like half of the quarter he did it.
Dude, that is crazy.
Son, there was a couple of the shots where he just threw it up.
Yeah.
Just like, yo, this shit still went. I remember one time he was like 2 feet away from the three-point line, and he pointed it down like he wanted a screen, and he just threw it up, and he just shot it. And I'm like, yo, I was like, oh, this is how this shit is going.
Dog, he had 22 points with 2 minutes left.
And everybody just kept giving him the ball. They just kept giving him the ball. Like, knowing he's like, yo, just give him the ball. Give him the ball. It was just a point of like, yo, just give him the ball.
Yep. At first, your boy Curry was hating. He was trying to get in. When Klay Thompson hit 8 straight.
Yeah.
Man, Curry kept. I'm like, Curry, pass the ball, man. He kept throwing the ball away, then taking them awkward shots.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, just give
see,
it to
I didn't see
boy.
All that because I watched the highlights, so I didn't see the nonsense if Steph Curry nonsense in between. But
yeah, I got the league pass.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, bro. Hey, if you need that league pass, I got you, B.
Oh, yeah? Give me the password right now.
Is that right now?
Damn, y'all. I was trying to get the listeners put on. So.
Stupid. Yeah, yo, man, shout out to Clay, man.
Yeah, that was Splash Brothers, boys. Yo, that shit was insane.
Yo, oh, you ain't see the court live, but that's the best sports performance I ever seen.
Yeah, watching the replay, that was one of the best. Yeah, that was one of the best performances.
I couldn't believe it.
Because right when I watched it, I was like, yo, I'm in my head, I'm like, okay. The first one that came to my head was that Kobe in Toronto. And I'm like, yo, I was like, I mean, Kobe dropped an insane amount of points, but Klay Thompson was unstoppable. That was Kobe-esque or Jordan-esque as well.
Yeah, but he didn't miss a shot, though.
He didn't miss a shot. He didn't miss a shot. The whole court was green when they showed the picture of to it from. The whole shit was green.
Unbelievable.
Nah, that was insane. Speaking of Kobe, man, your boy got injured from passing too much.
Oh, that was funny, that quote he put up.
Yo, I was dying, son. He said, see what happens when you pass the ball.
Yo, man, just retire, man, for real.
They're saying he's talking about he wants to come back and give it one more last title run. He's going to try to recruit in free agency and give it one more title run. That dude's determined to win, though.
Man, give it up, B.
Nah, I think so, too. Either that or just play the back. Like, you just let niggas come in and you don't have to. Because he came in after his Achilles injury and just started balling. And I'm like, yo, this dude's like, Kobe's what, 37?
He's 30 done, man. Give it up.
And he came back balling, though, and I'm like, damn. But he's just determined. But that's the difference between, like, old-school players and these new players. Like, I believe old-school players played a lot more competitive. Yeah. Like, for example, when I look at Splash Brothers, I enjoy watching them, too, because they look like they're having fun. I'm like, yo, these niggas out there just having a good time. Like, every time you see them, they're just smiling, just lighting it up. And I'm like, yo, they're just having a good time.
Yeah.
But when you look at people like Kobe, or they used to play, like, competitive, mad competitive. Pierce even said it, though. It was like, they asked him, why don't players play as competitive as they used to? He was like, yo, players just aren't competitive anymore. He was like, it's computers. They rather play 2K than go to the park and work on their skill.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So
sad. Speaking of 2K, your boy from the Miami Heat, you came up from the D-League.
Oh, what's his name? Whiteside?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was balling. He balled out that game. I didn't even know his name. I didn't even know what he looked like. I never even heard of him.
Man, you see that? I hate the media. That's why Marshawn Lynch don't talk to the media. You see that media spin they put on his words?
Nah.
They put on Twitter and everything, and they got everybody lit up. They put they asked him about his performance,
mm-hmm.
and supposedly he said, oh, man, I'm just trying to get my ratings up on 2K. Like, that was a quote they put
out.
So, like, it was, like, 300-plus posts, people talking about it. And then when you watch the actual interview, man, one of the reporters said, so, are you gonna use yourself on 2K now? And he was like, well, I'm not that good on there. And they switched it to, I'm like, see? That's why Marshawn just don't talk to y'all, dog.
Yeah, that's why Marshawn over there. What was he saying today the whole time? I just came here not to get fined or something like that. Yeah, I watched the whole thing. From when he sat down, he said, how many minutes I got left? He said, how long is this? And then he was like, y'all better stop. You guys are wasting your time.
Yeah, I'm like, why? Just move on. Y'all like this. That's why y'all keep asking him questions. You know he's not going to answer.
Who came up and started asking him questions? Was it Dion or somebody else?
Oh,
they were standing off to the side and they was asking him questions. And he was like, all right, I'll talk to you later. He's like, I sure will. He's like, God bless.
Yo, you see the interview he did for Skittles?
Nah, I kept seeing it, but I didn't watch it.
It was funny. They were just asking him like retarded, crazy questions. Like, is it easier to play here or on the moon? Like, they're asking him stuff like that.
Yo, and it's kind of. But the thing is, media's doing an even worse job because they're letting these people know that you do this. It's like when Richard Sherman did that whole thing to Crabtree, yelling about Crabtree, right?
Yeah.
After that, the endorsements just started flooding in. Yo, Marshawn Lynch, well, he had Skittles because he was always eating Skittles. But now he got that commercial, the Skittles commercial, and he got like a State Farm commercial or something like that. And they're asking him questions. He keeps answering the same thing, right? Uh-huh. And then they asked him something else, and he just started speaking about car insurance and started using mad big words. And they're like, what? They're like, why is he acting so strange? You know what I'm saying? But it's like, you're kind of teaching these athletes to act out, and it'll pay off for them in the long run with endorsements and all this other stuff.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But they said that Marshawn risked, I read somewhere that he risked $500,000 fine for what he pulled today.
I thought that was the fine if he didn't show up.
Oh, that was if he didn't? Yeah, it was like he risked $500,000 fine. But the thing is, they're probably still going to fine him.
Yeah.
It just won't be as bad because he actually did show up.
But that's the dope thing, because if they fine him, the people that's paying him the endorsements and stuff, they paying that.
They're paying him more money.
Yep.
You figure you do a commercial, you're getting paid, or whatever, however many commercials you do, you're getting millions.
Yep.
So you're like, okay, I can eat these fines.
That's dope.
Hell yeah. So who else? Oh, Brandon Jennings, injury. That sucked for Detroit.
They weren't going nowhere anyway.
But, I mean, they were still doing their thing, though. After they got rid of their Josh Smith out of their life.
Yeah, but what's the point?
Yeah, but it still sucks to see somebody like that was balling getting injured.
Every game I seen, he really wasn't doing that much balling. But
yeah, I mean, he'd be balling. I mean, he wasn't no all-star, but
Drummond out there getting worked. Like, when he not on the court, they getting down. They down by 30. Putting him on the court, he stays on the court. I'm like, dang, this poor dude, they wearing him out.
Yeah. He's good, though. Drummond's good. So what you think about NBA All-Star lineups?
Actually, I didn't even look at the lineups. I don't even know who's what.
East, LeBron, Melo, Kyle Lowry, John Wall, and Pau Gasol. I don't know how Melo made it. It's just because the All-Star game's in New York. I'm just going to say that. But Melo should not have made it into the All-Star lineup.
Pau Gasol?
I can understand LeBron because he's a fan favorite. John Wall and Lowry been balling. Pau Gasol is like, I don't know, man. You could have found somebody. Lowry been balling, though, man. I know, but
just think of the NBA and the All-Star lineup.
Yeah, yeah. It's a different, like, when you're looking at the East lineup this year, it's like names that you don't, it's not big names.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's not big names. But Melo shouldn't even have been there either.
Wow, this is going to be weak.
And then for the West, you got Blake Griffin, Marc Gasol, Anthony Davis, Steph Curry, and Kobe. I think the West got it a little closer to right.
And Kobe ain't playing.
But Kobe. I don't know who's going to replace Kobe. Probably Harden or Durant, I would assume.
Durant's not? Oh, he was hurt.
Yeah.
But so was Melo.
Yeah. Curry deserves to be there. Maybe Klay Thompson replaced Kobe. I don't know.
Ugh, man.
James Harden. You got to watch it. I mean, it's going to be insane. They're going to show out. Steph Curry led all the votes. He had the most votes. He's been balling, though. He's been doing his thing, son. So I can't hate. Like, I'm actually impressed on how good his handles have gotten. I don't know if I just never used to pay attention to his handles, but his handles looking nice. But I still, like, he could shoot more lights out, but John Wall's been doing his thing on the East. John Wall has improved every season. I keep saying it, but he just keeps getting better.
It just looks weird, like, this year's lineup.
Yeah, at least you got the Gasol brothers from Spain. They're both in there.
Boo!
That's a good accolade for the family. But everything's weak, man. Except for the three-point contest should be good. You got the Splash Brothers, Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. You got Kyle Korver, Wesley Matthews, and J.J. Redick. So, to me, those are all good shooters. I think it's going to come between Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Korver. But the three-point contest never usually goes as what we expect. So, maybe Wesley Matthews or J.J. Redick will take it, but
I might put some money on Matthews just to see what happens.
Yeah. The dunk contest is whack.
Dog, why is Mason Plumlee in the dunk contest?
Victor Oladipo got hops, but it's just, they don't have no big enough names in the dunk contest.
Mason Plumlee? Like,
at least when, Yeah, that's what I'm saying. At
is
least
that
when
a typo?
Yeah, at least when it was like Dwight Howard and Nate Robinson, it was like a form of entertainment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you would watch it for the entertainment factor. But it's like now you don't got big names or entertainment.
It's getting worse.
Yeah, man. I don't know, man. It's just getting whack. I think we should make a bet. What will happen first? LeBron playing in the dunk contest or this Mayweather versus Pacquiao fight?
LeBron in the dunk contest. Yo, Mayweather is a sucker, man.
Yo, but they put out a press release saying that Bob Arum's lying about the whole sending in the agreement and all that shit. He was like, yo, that they're trying to deface his character. Like, basically, they're bullshitting. They didn't even get that far into the whole agreement.
Man,
so they're saying that Pacquiao might fight Amir Khan if neither of them could get Mayweather.
Yeah, he is. I'm just saying that's the fight that's going to happen.
Yeah. I don't want to see Pacquiao fight Amir Khan. Because honestly, Amir Khan is ass whooped. Amir Khan fights Mayweather, he's going to get his ass whooped too. Mayweather Cotto might be a good fight, but everybody just wants to see Mayweather Pacquiao.
Yeah, we don't want to see this other crap.
But since he got two fights left, I think that's probably what's going to end up happening. He's going to fight Cotto and then save Pacquiao for his last fight. And cash the fuck out and ride off into the sunset.
Man, I might not watch none of these fights. I'm done.
Yo, it's annoying, man. It's actually ruining things, man. It's like ruining it for the fans. Because, yeah, like, if you can understand the business side, you can understand the business side. But they got to understand that most fans don't understand the business side. So they're not going to sit around and want to wait until these niggas are 45 to watch them fight.
But screw the business side, man. Get in the ring. Old school, everything was better, man. Them boys got in the ring, dog.
Yeah, but they understood that. They started looking back like, yo, these dudes end up getting sick, end up going broke.
And I mean, that's money management. None of these boys going broke.
Yeah.
They good.
They saying Pacquiao owes mad money in taxes.
Mayweather good.
B-Hop is good.
Them boys got in the ring and best. The reason why them boys are getting sick because them boys is fighting best on best.
Yeah.
Plus over and over.
Yeah, it was just like lay out there. Just go out there and just lay it all on the line and beat the shit out of each other.
Yeah, man. These dudes are soft, man. I'm glad I wasn't born in the skinny jean era.
Yo, these new kids, man. They don't got. This shit is just all twisted up. And I'll talk about it later on, but once I get to another topic. But yeah, these young kids, man, it's just all twisted, man. If you was born after like 1990, you might be a rat. There's a couple of people like sprinkled in there with some the right values and understand how things work and just the whole respect factor and all that, but man, these kids are just out their mind, man. They're doing too many drugs, all that, all type of shit.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. Speaking of drugs, J.R. Smith gotta be on some.
Nah, man, he just can't be in La Marina all summer.
Man, this dude said he could play better now because there's no nightlife in Cleveland. Take the mic away from this dude.
One, he's an idiot for letting the club and these Dominican women ruin his focus. But two, he's an even bigger idiot for saying it.
Yeah.
If I was out here running through these Dominican thoughts, I'd keep it to myself.
What's wrong with this dude, man?
Yo, but if there's anything that can mess up your focus, Dominican women, bro. Been my weakness for a while now. I just stay away from them.
Plates of platanos.
Hell yeah. Them thick thighs and curly hair make you lose your damn mind.
Yo, Rafael Nadal. Yo, all the tennis heroes. I don't know if they got too much money now, but they just ain't the same, man. I think they just tired of tennis.
Yeah, I think. What I think it is, I think tennis just doesn't have as much longevity as being a champion or being on top. Or just running the sport as other sports. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
Like, you just see tennis players just fall from grace.
No, but they've been dominating. The same four tennis dudes been dominating the game for like 10 years.
Yeah, for like 10 years, yeah. But when they just fall off, they just fall off. But the thing is, it's like, yo, you would have to be in like tip-top shape for that.
But these dudes after a while, man. These dudes are still young.
Nah, man.
Man, these dudes are
still young. See all that running back and forth. I'm surprised they don't get NBA-type injuries in tennis.
I know. I've been like, yo, how you don't just knock his whole kneecap out right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, how you got Paul George freaking legs snapping in half and these dudes just straight?
Stopping on dimes back and forth.
That's what I'm saying.
Yo, but Nadal went down to number 7 seed. Thomas Berdych dominated Australian Open. It was like 6-1, 6-0, like 7-6. Like, he tried to fight at the end.
Damn. That's insane. He tried to fight, but there was no fight in him.
Yeah, so you got the Australian Open. Yo, shout out to the PBA, man. A lot of people ain't up on the Filipino Basketball Association.
Yo, you love that Filipino basketball. Just so you could bet on it.
They doing the Governor's Cup right now, so.
You just watch it just because it's good for betting.
You stupid. It's exciting, man. Come on.
That's it. You just do it for betting.
I might go join the league.
Nah, man.
Oh, I'm betting on the Patriots, too, by the way.
That's a good bet.
Yeah, so if I lose my money, I'll still be a little happy.
Oh, this nigga. That's corny.
That's corny.
yeah man, but it's been a slow sports week pretty much. We ain't gonna kill you like everybody else been killing you with the fucking Deflategate. So yeah, that's pretty much it, man. We'll see you after the Super Bowl. Just keep watching NBA. You got Valentine's Day coming up with the NBA All-Star weekend, so you gotta pick between your bitch or the thoughts.
Dang.
Yeah, I mean, it be like that sometimes.
Yep.
The All-Star Weekend looking kind of weak, too, but it's going to be, the nightlife going to be popping.
Oh, yeah, you know that. I hope it snows y'all out, though.
Nah, I don't wish that. Yo, the blizzard was a fail yesterday. Well, it wasn't a fail. Boston actually got hit hard, but New York shut down. They actually shut down the whole city and nothing happened.
What?
Yeah, one of my homeboys was texting me this morning. He was like, so much for a blizzard.
Dang.
Yes, sir. There's a lot going on in New York right now, too. Rest in peace, ASAP Yams. You know what I'm saying? It's just sad. They still haven't determined the cause of his death. It's just sad that somebody so young that had a vision and, you know what I'm saying, led a movement like the ASAP movement. And you got somebody like ASAP Rocky and ASAP Ferg that became global artists. You know what I mean? Doing shit like Coachella and all types of stuff. So, you know what I mean? It was just his vision. It was pretty much from how they tell it, it was ASAP Yan's vision. And he kind of put everything together and he was executive producing projects and, you know what I mean, pushed the whole movement forward. So, rest in peace. It sucks that he was gone at a young age, but at the same time, it just lets us know that we just got to go after our dreams and whatever we want to do, we got to do it because we don't know how long we got on this earth, you know what I mean? And, yo, like, everybody got to want to be remembered. You don't want to be easily forgotten when you're gone, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, that was kind of sad for the entertainment industry. Well, not kind of sad. It was really sad.
You know what ASAP stand for?
Nah, what's it? It's, I don't know. I don't even remember.
Dang, I had the,
I forgot what it stands for.
I had the speech where they was talking about how, like, the name came.
Oh, yeah. I seen this, what Rocky had said when he did the interview and everything he had said. Oh, always strive and prosper. That's what it's for.
Yeah. That's what it was.
Yeah. So, yeah, man, rest in peace, ASAP Yams. Long live ASAP. Another big announcement today, Cypher Sounds is no longer with Hot 97.
Come on, Cypher.
After so many years, he's been there for about 17 years.
Damn, I wonder if he got a pension, a package.
I don't know, man. This entertainment world is cruel. So, like, he got with Hot 97 officially, like, originally, like, working for Flex. And basically, like, Flex's do-boy kind of thing. Intern, do-boy, whatever you want to call it. And he ended up getting a job with the station. He'd been with the station for a while. So, what I really think it is, I listened to the last episode of the Juan Epstein podcast. Shout out Cypher Sounds and Peter Rosenberg. So they was just talking about it. When he left the mornings, I guess he was on the mornings for a minute. And then when the Breakfast Club started jumping, he then, Ebro came into the morning shows. And obviously he was PD, he was program director, but he came into the morning show. Then Cypher Sounds got bumped into a mixer position. So he was basically doing the mixes instead of being, you know, a jock slash on-air personality. So after that, when Angie left, he ended up going to afternoons. But he was just basically filling in for the afternoons. He said he never knew if it was his. He could never make it. He never was able to make it his because he didn't know how long he was going to be there.
Oh.
Yeah, so he kind of, but he's been focusing on his comedy and all that. So, you know, after that, but they was talking on the podcast how even way before Angie, he had got offered a position at Power, but he never took it because he's just loyal to Hot 97. And they was just talking about all of that on the podcast on how everything's been wishy-washy at Hot 97 and they just been letting mad people go. And, you know, he could stay on the weekends, but he's not sure, and just, you know, all of that stuff. So I don't know if it's a coincidence that a couple of days later that, you know, he's no longer at Hot 97, but he released a statement basically saying, after 17 years, I'm leaving Hot 97. I'm changing my relationship status from it's complicated to single. It's been an amazing ride from intern to weekends to morning show host to filling Angie's seat in the afternoons. Many years of incredible life-changing experience and enough amazing memories to last five lifetimes. The next move is already underway and I promise it's going to be huge. Follow me at Cypher Sounds. So yeah, I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it was a mutual decision between him and the station after that podcast or if he just ended up deciding. Because during that, it might have been a chess move by him because during that podcast, Peter Rosenberg was basically telling him, like, yo, I think you should leave. I think you should leave, whatever, whatever. So that podcast episode might have been a way for him to let the fans know what's going on and then bounce. You know what I'm saying? So it might have been like a little chess move to defend his brand.
Ah.
So, I don't know. Either way, I'm not too sure. But, yeah, so he's no longer there. Speaking of podcasts, I want to give a shout out to the Combat Jack Show. One of my favorite podcasts. Yeah, man, they posted up their first episode the other day. And I was listening to it. And it was just dope because you could basically hear how far they came. So it was kind of an inspiration for me and you as well, like the Time Out Show. When we could hear back on how much the format was different when they first started and how far they have came as far as the way he speaks, the way he asks questions, the type of guests they had. They just had J. Cole on the show and just the whole direction and how big their podcast is, man. So it was just dope to listen to and kind of get inspired, man.
I got to go check that out.
Yeah, man. It was dope. I think especially for you, like, too, you know what I mean? Being in the podcast game is something dope to actually listen to and see how far somebody's come.
Oh, I still hate his interviewing, how he keeps cutting them off. Like, because sometimes he has good questions that I want to hear the answer to, and then he'll cut them off. I'm like, come on, son. Then they'll, like, forget. And then they'll go in another direction. I'm like, no.
Yeah. I just think it's such the conversation that they be having is just so in-depth and such, like, you know what I'm saying, intense conversation. Because that's how it is to me. It's more of a conversation than an interview. And it's just dope as an inspiration, too, from him being a lawyer. Like, he used to be an entertainment lawyer. And he said he was making way more money. But this is his passion. So I think that's kind of ill.
Can you imagine getting paid just to chat, chop it
up? Yeah, he's making money. Chop it up with people that you, in the industry that you love. You know what I mean? It's a hip-hop industry. And, you know, he's been around that industry for a minute. And it's something that you grew up loving. And then to be able to just sit down and have conversations with these dudes and for the fans. You know what I mean? And you're making income off of it. And you're traveling off of it. I think it's just dope, man. I think it's an inspiration for everybody out there that's into podcasts. Whether you're a listener or you do podcasts. And that's why, another thing, man, I think it's important for these people to hit us. I had one person hit me up this week on Twitter and just basically say they like what we do to keep it up. I'll shout him out at the end of the show. And I think it's just that, too. Like, just for the listeners to let us know what they think, what we can improve on and all that.
That's the, like, most underrated part, because a lot of people just... Like, even a lot of podcasts I listen to, like, I don't never hit them up. I just listen.
Yeah.
I do hit up some, but, man, that go a long way when you hit up people that do podcasts.
Yeah.
Just let them know you there. Because you see the downloads, but you don't never, you know what I'm saying? You like, who are these people?
Yeah, I try to, like, when I listen to podcasts, I try to, you know, tweet the people, whether it be somebody like Combat Jack or Juan Epstein Podcast. Or it just could be even just anybody, man. Just any of the podcasts I listen to. Real Time with Bill Maher. Dave Ramsey. Like, if I listen to something on the Dave Ramsey podcast that I really think is useful, I'll tweet them, even though I know they ain't look checking for me. But just to let them know kind of that I'm listening and I appreciate what they're doing. So the dude that hit me up was Chris Racing. His Twitter is Racing_Chris. Shout out to him. He basically tweeted me, "What's up, bro? Fan of the Timeout Show in the house." I replied to him, "Thanks for listening. Got you with a shout on the next one." And he just hit me back, like, "Appreciate you boys. Keep doing your thing." So, you know, that's dope. If anybody out there is listening, hit us up at the Timeout Show, at Marv_LS, at Emerge City. Let us know what you think, where we could improve on anything. You know what I mean? Whether a quick shout out, just let us know what's up.
Yo, is it Chris Racing, like race cars?
Nah, RAYSON.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I was about to throw some race car dudes.
Yeah. Another thing I've been inspired by this week, Money and Violence.
Oh, watch your jaw.
Yo.
Respect that your jaw.
Yo, and it's just dope. I didn't know about the show. I seen a couple of people tweeting about it in the last couple of days. Then I watched the Breakfast Club interview with them. Watched the Hot 97 interview with them, and then I started watching it. Yo, and you could see how it evolved over the episodes. Have you watched it?
I'm on episode 18. I watched like 10 earlier.
Oh, yeah, you're past me. I'm on episode, I think, like 15. But yeah, man, just how you see the quality getting better over the episodes, the acting's getting better over the episodes. Like, you could tell the acting's not that good, but the storyline is awesome.
Yo, I think my boy gonna get an actual deal out of this.
The main dude?
The dark skinned dude?
Which one?
The bald head dark skinned dude?
The main one.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, he good, dog.
Yo, like, when I thought it to myself too around like episode 14. I was like, oh shit. I was like, he's doing a good job acting.
Yeah, like the words he used, how he put his words together.
Yeah,
like,
but everything. If you watch his interviews, that's like more, that's kind of how he is, though. That's how he speaks and everything when I was watching his interviews. Uh-huh. And he basically said he never recorded before and he never edited before. He just knew he was good at writing. So then he hit up his boys and they was with it. And they basically, you know what I'm saying, went on and started doing it. And it just started blowing up.
Dude, I've been trying to do, man, I just need to move, man, because I've been trying to do that for a long time. Like, I know a lot of talented people, and I was like, yo, let's put a show out.
Yeah, and, like, it's just a matter of writing it, though. Like,
yeah, it's like, but, I mean, you got to get the people to commit first.
And then it's an actual, like, it's tough, man, because I thought about it before, but I'm like, the only type of show, like, all right, we live here in Orlando. I was thinking about, I was like, what type of show could we do? It would have to be nightlife. That's pretty much the only thing that goes on. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you try to think of an entertainment factor, like, that is real. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, not to say that that type of stuff doesn't go on around here in Orlando. It's just I can't relate to it.
Yeah, but we could do a comedy show. It's not my type of
scene. Yeah, we could.
You can do anything, man. Just because I got my, yeah, nah, like, my boy, up. He just did a, my boy Nando did a 30-minute short film.
Yeah.
And I was an extra on that joint. And it was, I mean, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
I was there like 3 days, like 12-hour days. And I mean, but it was fun. Like once you see the finished product.
What's even more impressive about these dudes, they said they've been, they would release an episode and then have to do the episode by the next week. Like write and record and everything. So they would have 6 days to put together a product and release the next episode.
That's dope.
Yeah. Nah, like I'm just not good at like the writing portion of it. Like I don't know if I could act either, but I know I could be funny if need be, and I could improvise. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I make people laugh all day while I'm at work or wherever I'm at, so I'm pretty sure I could fox with it. But yeah, man, like, I just want to make. I was gonna do it for the love of Marv. You know what I'm saying? And bring it back, have these chicks out here, but do it in the nightlife. You know what I'm saying? And just have like yo, just popping mad bottles and have. Watch bitches follow the sparklers into the VIP and shit.
And yo, but if you like, I got a bag right now with like 50 VHS tapes in it. Like, we've been doing this since we was in school, dog. We used to take the cameras to school. We got like short kung fu flips. We got talk shows. I got a bag full of
VHS. That's crazy.
Yo, we used to do this junk all the time, man. It was so much fun.
Yeah. Yo, like, I have mad ideas. I just don't be executing on them sometimes. That's why I'm trying to stick with this podcast. And everything I've pretty much done, whatever I've stuck with before in the past, I've been successful at it. But it's just about executing and sticking with it. So,
yeah.
Yeah, yo, man, I'm going to start working on more projects.
You see that picture my Julio put up?
Nah, what picture?
It's a picture of Pacquiao and Mayweather. Talking like,
go they was at the Heat game.
Yeah, they like right. He's getting his phone number in his phone. Mayweather looked like he's giving Pacquiao his phone number.
That's insane.
That's crazy, right?
Whole time they didn't even have each other number or nothing. Now, yo, what you tweeting about me for, bro?
Yo, look, you see the picture?
Nah, I didn't see it yet. On Julio's Facebook right now.
Look like Mayweather agitated, like put it in there. You know, like being a smart ass.
Yeah.
Everybody's taking pictures too in the background.
Yeah, I heard they was at the Heat game together. Well, not together, but they was both at the Heat game.
Yo, he looked mad bigger than Pacquiao. Well, he looked taller. He looked bigger than Pacquiao. That's crazy. Oh,
yeah,
they
over. Yeah.
Let's get it popping, B.
Yo, he looked pissed.
Yeah, like, put it in there. Put it I can imagine.
Yo, that's insane. Yeah, these niggas need to get a popping and stop bullshitting. Yo, you see how big the dude with the money team shirt on is behind me?
That dude is a freak, dog.
Yo, that shit's insane.
Jesus.
That shit is insane. So what else, man? We got Chris Brown's tour got postponed because of they didn't allow him to go on his tour. They didn't give him clearance to travel.
Man, he needs to just go sit down somewhere. Because
he want to be in clubs where niggas be shooting up all the time.
Yeah, man. He need to... Like, he never went away after that Rihanna thing.
Nah. I mean, he did, but, like, he stayed popping. And he's still popping. Like, yo, there's got to be a certain point where you got to understand, man. God is giving you these opportunities. Like, yes, you're talented, but people are still messing with you. But you just keep doing stupid, like... One of these days, one of these stupid shits you're going to do is just going to be it's going to be it.
Yep.
Like, usually people don't make it back from these situations that he keep making it back from.
And that's two times he's been in the club with gunshots going on.
Yeah, last time Suge Knight took the L. Took some shots for him.
If I had that much money, man, I'm in the Bermuda Triangle.
Yo, I'll be out. I'll be chilling, but I ain't trying to beef, man. I ain't rolling around with no gang members, bro. Unless they're my family, like, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, I'm chilling.
You'll roll with your gang member families?
Yeah, I mean, that's family, man.
Man, I, ain't even
I don't turn my back on my family, man.
I ain't turning my back. I just ain't outside hanging with you.
It's like the dude in Money and Violence. That's his little homie. He knows he shouldn't. You know what I'm saying? You just got to look out for him because that's his fam.
I'll look out for
you. But yo, Kevin Hart did say it, though. Kevin Hart was like, yo, he got his boy that came from jail. He was like, yo, since he's been home, he gave him like at least like 70 G's. And it was like, yo, why are you giving him so much money? He's like, yo, because he's in a messed up situation. I got to make sure he's right. It was like, why don't you give him a job? He's like, nah, because I know I can't have him around like that. And I can't give him a job that he's not fit for. So I'd rather just give him the money.
Yeah, and Kevin Hart's smart, man.
Nah, he's a genius, bro.
He's like, yeah, keeping it all PC. Yep, that's me.
Yeah.
Yeah, no sound
bites. See, the thing is, I'm the type of person to jump out the window. Like, I don't believe in PC. I say what the fuck I want.
Yeah.
I'm the type of person to jump out the window with it. But nah, he's smart, man. He, you know what I mean? The way he be breaking shit down. Chris Brown need to hang out with Kevin Hart. That's what he need to do.
Yep.
He stop hanging out with rappers and hang out with Kevin Hart.
These dudes will never learn, though.
Yeah, man. Lil Wayne mixtape, pure trash.
I seen that. You tweeted pictures of trash cans. I was dying.
Yeah, man. Hot garbage. Hot garbage, dog. I never heard so much garbage in my life. No wonder Carter 5 is getting held back. And he's throwing mad shots at Birdman in that mixtape.
You see, he said he's taking Nicki and Drake with him.
Yeah, he said it on the song. He said it on the Coco remix that he did on the mixtape. He said, I got Barbie and I got Drake. And then he was like, he was going crazy on the tracks. He was talking about how he's a one-man army and all this other shit. Like, yo, I just want my bread. He's suing Birdman for $8 million.
Man, he better shut his mouth or he end up like Pac.
Nah, man. I don't think that'll happen.
Dog, Birdman powerful, dog.
He is, but I mean, even all that feud is going on, they got to have more love for each other than that. Seems like it's out the window, but
he violated, man. It's different. He violated.
Yeah, but it's different when you end in somebody's life. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man. Phone call away, playboy.
Then they rub his hands together and send somebody go get him. Yeah. Yo, you know what else is crazy that I seen today? Keep seeing Super Bowl commercials, right?
Uh-huh.
They show one that was like, oh, the Kim Kardashian commercial. She got a T-Mobile commercial. And everybody's like, oh, going crazy over the commercial. But in my mind, I'm like, how are we watching a Super Bowl commercial already?
Yeah, that's
weird. Online. And then there was another thing that came out that GoDaddy had to remove their commercial because it was creating controversy for animal cruelty. You know, the commercial was hilarious, though. It's these niggas, a dog fell off the back of a pickup truck or they threw it out or whatever. I don't know, right?
Dang.
I don't know what happened. I just see a pickup truck driving, dog land on the side of the road, right? Uh-huh. Little puppy starts running through his trails or running through whatever, right? The puppy gets home. So Shorty's like, oh, buddy, I can't believe you've made it back home. I'm so happy. Because we just sold you on a site that we made on GoDaddy. And then it shows the puppy in a box getting driven off, son. I thought it was a hilarious commercial, but you know, you can't do PC. Everything gotta be politically correct, man. So, you know, you can't even. I guess they had to remove that and they're not gonna be able to air it during the half or during the Super Bowl.
What?
Man, I just don't know how these shits are getting leaked.
Oh, no. Like, for the last, like, 5 years now, you can watch all the commercials on YouTube before they
Yeah,
drop.
But I thought you could watch them after they air.
Nah, they be on there early.
That's whack, though, because that's part of the whole Super Bowl package.
That's why I avoid them all. I people be trying to post them. I be like, nah, man, chill.
Yeah, like, it's part. No wonder these commercials getting more and more trash. I haven't seen a good commercial in years. Super Bowl commercials used to be a shit, but they've been falling off.
Yeah, they've been falling off hard. Like, I be getting up going to get drinks now during the commercials.
Yeah. Oh, you been drinking?
Yeah, man. Dr. Pepper, root beer.
I thought you was drinking alcohol because you've been going insane on motherfuckers for drinking alcohol the last couple of days.
Yeah, man, because they be trying to be on a high horse because you eating grease. I'm like, man, you kill your kidneys every day. Chill.
Yeah, it's hilarious. Everybody goes crazy. Like, everybody has their own poison, bro.
Yeah, man. Be wilding out.
Yo, it's crazy. Like, craziest thing, right? Everybody's healthy these days, right? I still fucks with my McDonald's here and there. Don't get it twisted. Uh-huh. Right? But you could tell somebody, like, yo, let's go to McDonald's. They're like, oh, nah, I don't eat that shit. I don't fuck with fast food. Offer them some Chick-fil-A, see how fast they fold.
Yo, everybody healthy, but I ain't seeing no abs, though.
Yo. It's like everybody's a credit card scammer, but whose credit cards is getting scammed? I don't know.
He's stupid.
Singer said everybody. I'm thinking about getting on my healthy tip, man. I'm gonna try.
Come on, man. Let's get it, man.
It just takes, like, the first 2 weeks is the hardest part. But I should start after the Super Bowl, right?
The craziest thing about, like, you know, like, when you go back, like, it takes so long to get into it. But once you do, you like, why the hell didn't I just start doing this?
It's not even about better. But it's not even about the gym, though. It's about healthy eating.
I know, but what I'm saying is once you start doing it again, you why
didn't I do it a minute ago?
Yeah, because, like,
bro, I had lost 50 pounds before.
Dang, 50?
Yeah.
I ain't never lost that much.
Like, 2 years ago, I lost 50 pounds, right? I gained about 25 of it back. By now,
let me see. If I lose 50 pounds, where would I be? 28 minus 50. Oh, hell no. If I lost 178, my mom would probably call the cops, think I'm on crack cocaine and suicide watch or something.
Yo, I had went from, because I went from 225, right, down to 178. So 47 pounds to be exact.
Dang.
You know what I'm saying?
How long it took you?
I started in December, like a week before Christmas. And when I was at 178 was in May.
Now you did that kind of quick.
Yeah, the first initial part went quick. It was the last 10 pounds that was the hardest.
So what was you eating?
At that time I was working I was working early mornings, right? No, I was working evenings. But I would wake up in the morning. I was doing school. So I wake up and study and, like, do schoolwork. So I wake up in the morning, eat, like, a bowl of cereal or something. You know what I mean? Do my school shit. Boom, boom, boom. Go to school or whatever. And then usually I would eat, like, a chicken salad or some type, like, chicken and potatoes or fish and something. You know what I'm saying? Before I went to work. And then I was working 3 to 11:30. I was working at a warehouse at the time. And then during my shift, I would probably eat like if I went on break at like 7 or something, I would probably eat like a bag of chips or something. Not chips, but like basically like Chex Mix or something like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But then I would eat more times like in between that. Like I'll probably wake up, have a banana, and drink some water, and then a couple hours later, like, snack on something. And then my biggest meal would be like some type of chicken salad or sometimes a chicken sandwich or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And just like that. And then after I had dropped the initial weight, like the last 15 pounds or so, I'll have two cheat days a week. So there'll be like 2 days a week where I'll go ham, eat like wings and burgers and shit. And then I'll be like, damn, like I would feel it and I would step on a scale, my weight would be up like 5 pounds. But then when I go back to the gym, everything, and I start drinking water again, everything would just drop down and I would lose like 2-3 more pounds on top of that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yeah, I just need to get back on it, man. It's just a matter of going in and starting and staying with it. Like after I go a little bit, like I just want to do it, man. It's 2015. I'm trying to better all the things that, I mean, I know people say it a lot, but I just want to finish bettering all the things. So I've worked on myself through the years and I've become a better person. I just want to finalize a couple of things that I need to work on. And one is procrastination. Two is my health. And you know what I'm saying? Like religion and family are the other two. So that's really what I'm trying to work on this year. But the health thing is probably the hardest part.
Hell yeah, man. I'm saying, like, 2015 is it. If I don't do it now, I ain't gonna never do it.
This nigga.
If I don't get abs by the end of 2015, I'm just taking it to Big Pun weight.
But in reality, bro, it takes like 6 months. All right, if you go hard.
I need it by May, so if this Mayweather fight gets like, be a Vegas stunting on him.
Yo, and that's what I kind of did. Like, when I did it, I had initially started losing weight just because my schedule was so hectic that I was, so I would leave the house at like 7 in the morning. So I would wake up at like 7 in the morning, right?
Yeah.
And I would be doing school all day because I was doing UCF full time. And then when I would leave school, I would have to be at work by 3 o'clock and then work till 11:30, get home at midnight and start over. So I knew I had to be on some healthy tip because, like, I couldn't get sick. You know what I'm saying? I had to stay focused. I had to keep my mind clear. So after, like, 10 pounds, 15 pounds, after the first 15 pounds, I was like, oh, shit. I went from, like, 225. When I got to, like, 198, I was like, oh, man. When I got to 193, that's when it was, like, it looked like a huge difference. And I was just like, yo, I had a cruise in May. So I was like, yo, you know what? I was like, I got to go ham. You know what I'm saying? I stopped drinking alcohol in that time for like 2 months. You know what I mean? Which is another thing. But I barely drink now, but I be having beers at work and shit. Yo, so the Shark Tank rate.
Man, Shark Tank rate, man. I never watched Shark Tank. I just watched it today a little bit.
It's a good show.
No, it ain't, man. These people are being exploited. They talking about 50%?
Yeah, they're being exploited, but once you got to think about, I think about it like this. You got businesses bringing you $100,000 a year, right?
Yeah.
And you're keeping 100% of it. You're doing 100% of the work. Now, if you have somebody that can bring it to the next level and you're not doing 100% of the work anymore, now the business is making $500,000 a year and you're making 50%. It's not a bad deal.
50%, now cut all them taxes out of that. And you still got to buy the product and everything yourself. They just putting their name on it.
Nah, they do a lot more.
No, they don't, man. These people are snakes, man. I'm like, yo, don't sell your soul. Just being on the show, you already got hella promotion. Just deny it and take it to the house.
Yeah. Nah, that's actually a good idea right there. But, yo, a lot of these people on the show, like, their businesses are super successful already.
So that's just like another add-on joint they got?
No, I'm just saying. I'm saying the people that go on the show.
Oh, the business not already profit.
Yeah, it's not. Most of them's not like no little small business ideas. Like they're already somewhat successful. You know what I'm saying? They're just trying to take it to the next level. So but I'm sure they signed paperwork and all that. Like nobody can steal your ideas and all that other shit.
I heard just going on the show, you giving up percentages too.
Yeah, that's possible. Because you're going out there, you're telling what the name of your product is, what it does, you're giving your website, you know what I'm saying?
Dang, that's crazy, man.
But then, look at the people on the show, though. You got Damon John, you got Mark Cuban, and a couple other people. Like, those are...
billionaires.
Billionaires, successful businessmen.
Raping you. Dang, man. Yo, shout out to President Obama for that ether speech, man.
Oh, yeah, he dropped the mic on niggas.
Oh, man, they hate him. They hate. It's crazy how the people are hated the most. Like, I'm not even saying he's going to do everything he's saying. Not that he has the power to. Or even if he, let's say, even if they did agree with it, that he would do it. All I'm saying is when you speak the truth about America, people hate you. Or movement. Revolutionary. Like, he was talking about sick leave, man. Like 7 days pay. They didn't like that. And they get 33 days off a year paid. Like, come on, man. Like, women's equal pay. Like, nobody likes when you talk about the betterment of people. It's all about
because how can they're we keep losing more money. More.
Yeah, it's like, it's like you and they in vaults full of money, and it's like, nah, we ain't trying to give nothing away.
Yeah.
It's just crazy how the world is.
And that's, it's insane. Like, it's all about keeping you down enough to where you have to keep working, but then big, you're high enough to where you can survive. You know what I'm saying?
Can you imagine like everybody helping each other? How easy our lives would be?
Nah, and that's what J. Cole was saying in one interview. And like he stands behind, he's like, yo, the problem is everybody walks around. Like people always say, like, oh, they're out for self, they're out for self. Like, yo, unfortunately, the whole world is out for self at the end of the day. Whether it's not for self, it's like for your family or for, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like at the end of the day, it's somewhat to benefit you. It's like we're here doing this podcast. We want to benefit from it. You know what I'm saying? The listeners get to benefit because we're putting out a product. But it's like, how does it get to the next level? So, I mean, that's how everybody thinks, but it's just, I don't know, man. People need to help each other out more, man. I think there's not enough mentors in this world. There's not enough people giving genuine advice with not wanting anything else in return.
Mm-hmm.
There's not enough people living by the each one teach one. But it's just, it is what it is, man. It's, people have to want to, you have to, people want to benefit from you to be in order to help you.
Yeah.
Which is kind of messed up, you know what I'm saying?
But crazy, man.
It's the way the world turns, brother.
Yep. Flag on the play.
Flag on the play, man. Flag on the play to the media. The media does know how to suck something dry, man. And Deflategate, boy, they ran that thing into the ground, boy. They the media needs to be challenged these days. They get one topic and just keep going and going and going and going. And they're living off that controversy sells. And they're not being challenged to give us better stories, to go out there and work harder and do more, man. So flag on the play for the media, man. We need a challenge, whether it's sports media, whether it's entertainment, whether it's just whatever it is, man. So, yeah, man, flag on the play for these dudes with this Deflategate. We don't care.
Nope.
The game was 100-5. We don't care.
No, we do care. I care.
This nigga.
If y'all deflated them balls, I'm putting the Chris Carter speech on here, too.
Yeah, we deflated balls. Cool.
I mean, just admit it and move on, Bree. That's all
I
was trying to say.
I can't admit it because we did not do it.
They deflated the balls, man.
Right. And they said it. Yo.
12 out of 11? I mean, 11 out of 12?
Yeah, because they was all outside together for the same amount of time.
Yeah, and so were all of the Colts.
Nah, they didn't get brought out at the same time.
That's man. Whatever.
Yo, but the ball, but I don't even think they tested the pressure on the Colts' balls.
Yeah, they did. Balls. The 12th ball was the same as the Colts, like they all should have been. Only those 11.
They was outside. Their air pressure drops.
Proof is in the pudding, man.
It's science, man.
Oh, so science said, let's just take the Patriots' balls?
Nah, I don't know what happened, but
all they're saying is admit it, man.
But
that's
either way, that shit is annoying. Whether it was the Patriots or any other team, like, yo, Aaron Rodgers overinflates his. You got all these other people. What's this dude? Warren Sapp was talking about this dude. What's his quarterback's name? That used pine tar. Had pine tar and was using it during the Super Bowl. Like,
no, he wasn't. Y'all
go look it up.
Man, come on.
What's the quarterback from the Bucks that won the Super Bowl?
I don't know.
Yeah, but he had pine tar under his sleeve, and he was using it to get grip on the football during the Super Bowl.
Y'all reaching.
They was, yeah, Warren Sapp said it on live television,
Warren
dog.
Warren Sapp, a goddamn lie.
Come on, man. I chilled with Warren Sapp mad time. He's a lot of things, but he's not a liar.
Yo, bitch.
You want to do it or you want me to do it, bro?
Man, I'm going to do it. Josh Gordon, you're a disgrace, man. You got all this money. You got everything lined up for you. A promising athlete. And you just can't stay. You in love with all the vices, man. Drugs, alcohol. What do you got caught for this time? Alcohol?
Alcohol.
He's probably drunk during the testing. That's why
you failed a DUI. You failed drug tests. Now you get caught with alcohol in your system again. What is your deal, bro?
And then what people keep saying it was just alcohol. No. He was probably on probation from alcohol and couldn't have so many, like a certain limit, and he went over that. He couldn't even do that. Yo, these drugs is killing the world.
Yeah, it's insane, man. Like, I understand everybody likes to have a drink. It's legal. It's not a big deal, right? But, okay, you got a DUI. You got to pay the consequences, man. You got to, even if, walk that fine line. Like, even if you want to have a drink here and there, make sure that you know, like, okay, I can have it. Alcohol doesn't stay in your system for more than, like, 24 hours, dog.
That's the problem. Alcohol used to be, like, when you got together with your families. Now alcohol is an everyday thing for a lot of people.
Especially with, you know what I'm saying, like his type of metabolism. I'm sure these substances don't even stay in his system that long. Like, you're an athlete. Yo, just be smart about it. Nobody's saying that you can't do it. I'm sure half the NFL be blowing it down, got that loud. You know what I'm saying? But it's just they're smarter about it. Don't be an idiot, dog. You're a millionaire. You shouldn't. Yo, if I had that type of paper, I'm not getting DUI in the first place, man. Uber is real. Holla at an Uber. Holla, get a private car, bro. You got that check.
And you can get raped using Uber, though.
I mean, I never experienced that, so I don't know.
I mean, if you don't want to get booty raped, just get a car or something.
Yeah, this thing is out of control.
Number one draft pick. Go to Instagram. Type in MASSY.ARIAS. Massey Aries. Workout fitness guru. She was in the Trey Songz video. Ooh, nana, look what you did started. Ooh.
Man, I don't trust no girl that been anywhere around Trey Songz.
Yo, that follow her on Instagram. Get that motivation, man, to get off the couch.
Get them abs. Yo, yeah, man. Oh, and I want to call a timeout on NBA All-Star weekend for having Christina Aguilera perform at halftime. And that, because that shit is fucking garbage.
She can I'll be sing, honest though, man.
I don't care, bro.
Yeah, they couldn't get nobody else in New York.
That's what I'm saying. You couldn't get no, you're in New York. You couldn't get nobody to perform at halftime.
I'd rather see Lil Terrio do halftime.
Nah, you're wilding out. You got control. But yeah, you couldn't find nobody else. Nobody. Nobody wanted to do the halftime show. All right.
That's crazy.
All right. That's hard to believe. That's hard to believe. At least the NFL got Katy Perry.
Yep. Is she by herself?
I heard Lenny Kravitz or something like that.
I ain't watching that.
But I don't care. I'm just watching Katy Perry.
I'd rather have Lotario there, too.
Katy Perry bad, son. She's more popping than Christina Aguilera.
I'd rather have Mia Khalifa dance during the halftime.
Yo, man, everybody exaggerating about that girl, bro.
Man, Mia
Khalifa. I smashed better bitches than her, dog.
What?
Yep.
You're a real MVP there.
Always have been.
Hey, man, give me their Facebook pages after we get off.
Nah, bro. Yo, she's all right. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know.
She
got a nice little body. She got not a little body. She got a body. Like, she got some big ass titties and shit. But I don't know, bro. I don't think she deserves to be the top porn star. Like, I've seen badder porn stars than her.
You got to prove to me you have somebody better than Mia Khalifa.
Oh, I'll give you a Instagram name off air. My last girl I was messing with for like a year. I could call her an ex because we was kicking it for a while.
Why you didn't put a ring on it?
I have commitment issues.
Dang, man.
Yeah, man. I'm waiting till I get enough money so I can go talk to a psychiatrist about my commitment issues. Cause I'm the nigga with the most wifey materials. You know how they say that one that got away?
Yeah.
I got about 10 of them.
Dang.
Yeah, man. So I'm aware of my commitment issues. Huh?
It's your hair.
That comb over?
Yeah.
Yeah, but even when I didn't have the comb over, man, it's that Cape Verdean, man. It's that West African blood, bro.
Okay.
But I might settle down soon, man. I'm just, you know what I mean? As soon as I get one in line, I'm waiting for one of these listeners from the Time Out Show to hit me up. You know what I mean? One of these shorties from the Time Out Show. What's up, baby girl? I'll take you out. I'll fly you out to Orlando, take you to Disney World.
Oh, man.
Take you to Disney World, take you to go see an Orlando City soccer game, you know what I'm saying? And we can hit the club, pop some bottles, all that. have a nice weekend in Orlando. Hit me up, man. Yo, there was this dude from Orlando. I got, before we go, man, last story. This is a dude from Orlando, right? I seen the article online. It was a news article. Dude was telling females that he's working on an American Idol type show, right?
Yeah.
And that he was a music producer and he was working on this show, but he needed money. He was meeting girls on dating websites and finagling them for bread, hitting them with the finesse. Yo, this is a lady on there that says she gave him like $70,000.
What?
All type of money. I was like, what? I was like, yo, this is where I need to be at on dating websites? That's the come up, son?
Yo, that's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, and art show chicks, man. I was at an art show on Friday night at Snap Orlando. They had their 1 year anniversary. Son, there was some top quality material in there, man. You know what I'm saying? So if you need looking for wifey, go to art shows.
I think I missed out on it. See, that's another thing I need to do. 2015, I need to get out and hit these shows. I ain't know nothing about Snap.
Yeah, it's dope. I only knew about it because the owner of our team, he's friends with the owner over there. So when we had signed Breck Shea a month ago or so, we did our press conference there because he does art himself. And then they had their 1 year anniversary there this past Friday. So, you know, being affiliate of the team or whatever, we all went over there. But I ended up seeing a lot of people that I know over there. So it's not a bad thing, but I'm looking for a wifey out here, bro. I'm trying to settle down in these streets.
Yeah, I might have put that on the list. I might have started hitting these art shows and stuff.
Yeah, man, my jersey's going up in the rafters.
Yo, check out Friday Night Tykes, man. It's on Esquire. Come on at 8 p.m. Eastern, I think, or 9. Check your local listings, but it's fire, man. 9 to, what, 11-year-olds, I think. Like, with NFL-style equipment and workouts, it's like the number one biggest league in Texas.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, my homegirl's son's on the team. Her husband coached the team.
Oh, that's dope.
And it's funny seeing people you know on TV. I be cracking up, man.
Yeah, but, man. Just don't laugh whenever I make it on TV, bro. Yo, but yeah, man. Thanks for listening again. Another episode of The Time Out Show. Hit us up at The Time Out Show. That's Twitter and Instagram. Facebook.com/The Time Out Show. I'm at Marv_LS. That's everything. Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. All that. And I'm about to go finish binge watching this Money and Violence.
Yeah, I'm about to do that too. I'm at Emerge City on all networks. So yeah, man, we'll get at y'all next week.
Holla.
Peace.
Don't push me down. God push me. God push. He kept on pushing and pushing. He wanted to see how much he can push a human being. Then I fell like a bag of potatoes on Northern Avenue.
Montana.
Fraud. La música de Harry Fraud.
Baby, why don't you move? Don't you? Baby, why? Oh, baby, why? Don't you want a real nigga, don't you? Don't front, baby, don't you? Gon' keep it 100, baby, don't you lie? Don't you? Gon' keep 100, baby, don't you? I know you need a real nigga, don't you? Baby, don't front, don't you? Wish the money was a little taller. Wish I was a baller. Wish I had a bitch on stand I could call. Count 100 bands, we be fucking till the mall. I'm a baller. Baby, you want a real nigga, baby. Don't post me on your gram, baby. Don't you? Gon' bust it wide open, baby, don't you? Drop the head, blow smoke, baby, don't you? Baby, don't you lie. Whippin' in the Benz out. Never put me in the friend zone. Montana, I'm a Don Dot. Gucci suit with the brown collar. Shimmy, shimmy, y'all, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah. Woke up in the club with the hammer on my hip. Ah, what up, my G? We bees the hottest out of NYC. Love. Watch run through it, they gon' talk about it later. I be playing with the birds like the Falcons and the Kite. Playing with the 4-5 plate, that's my DJ. Got work in 4-5 states, call me Freeway. Rick, shorty on the mic. Gonna bend it over, bouncing back, I ain't picking. From the project, grind to the heel. 100 proof, real one, sign and conceal. If we started from the bottom, I'd give you mine. Niggas wanna shine, but they don't wanna grind. Tell from the haters, a nigga made it. Car European in the suit tailor. 100 chains, Lambo. Hanging off the horse like Rambo. Baby, don't you?
Don't you?
You see a real nigga, don't you?
Don't you?
Baby, don't you lie?
Don't you?
Ooh, baby, why?
Don't you?
Don't you?
Don't you?
You want a real nigga, don't you?
Don't you?
Don't front, baby, don't you? Gonna keep it 100, baby, don't you lie? Don't you? Gonna keep 100, baby, don't you? I know you need a real nigga, don't you?
Don't you?
Ooh, baby, why? Don't you? You want a real nigga, don't you?
Don't you?
Don't front, baby, don't you? Gonna keep it 100, baby, don't you lie?